Is it good to fail? And how far are you willing to go to be the best that you can be? Verge Gallery's upcoming exhibition, Personal Best, will challenge all your existential questions and explore your fears on what it means to succeed and fail in this day and age. Joining us now is Verge Gallery Director Tessa Mallett and artist Kieran Bryant are here to talk to you all about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So where did the idea of Personal Best come for you?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Tisha, and I've just started at Verge Gallery. I started in June of this year. And Verge Gallery is situated on the University of Sydney campus. So I guess coming from an independent art space, I came from First Draft Gallery in Woolloomooloo, and coming to the university campus, you kind of notice that there, in the university culture, there is this big idea about success, leadership, being the best you can be. And there's a lot of prizes and a lot of just kind of competitions that are on the campus. So we kind of, me and my team, this is the first show that we're curating. And we kind of started talking about, well, what is it to be a success and what is it to actually fail and the kind of pressures behind it, as you kind of said in your intro. So that's kind of the genesis of it. And I guess at the same time, we are kind of looking kind of universally and around the world, and you kind of realize that there's a lot of these people who have risen to the top that are actually losing it. It feels like there's just so much pressure when you actually get there, and kind of looking at, well, then what is success and do we really want it?
So how did you kind of create this feeling in this exhibition itself? How did you kind of create that with the artwork that you're presenting? Yeah.
So we kind of, when we were looking at artists, it was more like an invitation and just a proposition and a bit of a brief that we gave all of the artists. And it was really about, you know, looking at success, failure, trying to achieve impossible perfection. And also, yeah, the idea of the cult of the winner. So we invited Min Wong, who's an artist from Adelaide, JD Reforma, Will French, Kate Mitchell, and Amber Boardman, and my co-presenter here, my co-speaker, 110%, Kieran Bryant, Beth Dillon, and Lachlan Hurd.
Great. And what did you present then, Kieran?
So we're presenting a new video called Three Flowing Futures. And it's part of an ongoing project we have called the Summit Series, which looks at mountains, or particularly mountaineering, as kind of a metaphor for motivation and achievement in the arts world. And particularly, we're really engaging with failure. So the idea of the project is that we want to meet together eventually, because we work cross-continentally. Beth is based in Switzerland and myself and Lachlan are based in Sydney. So the idea behind it was to meet on a alpine peak in Switzerland eventually. And so we've had the series Cham looks at that goal, really. And we have applied for probably about 3 residencies in Switzerland to actually physically climb that mountain, and we've been unsuccessful in all of them.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
That mountain will be there.
So Three Flowing Futures, we kind of wanted to take as a respite from that goal. And so it involves, it's actually a documentation of a performance we had at the Willoughby Leisure Centre earlier in the year, where myself and Lachlan performed a kind of choreographed series of movements in the water with inflatable rashies and kind of iceberg flotation devices.
That sounds very complex and too.
Yeah, I mean, we don't usually work in tight choreography, but it was definitely the most choreography we've ever used. And then there's a soundscape at the top of it, and the three of us, because Beth wasn't physically there, so the three of us wrote letters to each other about, I guess, the project and failures and motivation, what kind of our relationship means to each other, and that those disembodied voices are kind of right over the top of it.
That's such an interesting challenge to have someone who is literally halfway across the world to work with. Like, how do you overcome such challenges, especially when you want to share the work with them physically in person, but they're not there?
Yeah, well, we've been working together for over 5 years. And pretty much from the beginning, Beth has been European-based. So we've just been using different portals of communication and technology, so like Facebook Messenger, Skype, email, texting. And because it's been like that from the beginning, it's not really an issue. It's just that's the way we're used to working. And it's really informed our work as well. It hasn't been a problem at all, but it's certainly an interesting way to work.
Yeah. Another thing about personal best, you're kind of also looking into the theme of self-help. How did you kind of explore that?
Well, that actually came as a secondary idea of kind of success and the idea of wellness, because we gave the brief to the artist and they came back to us with their idea of what personal best was. There was a lot of that strong theme coming through a lot of the works, you know, like the 110%. We have Min Wong, who's taking sculptures from gyms and kind of fetishizing them and kind of looking at that. And also Amber Boardman, whose practice and paintings really deal with that idea of, you know, trying to make yourself the most beautiful you can, but actually never really achieving it. You're kind of a mess. You're all over the place. Mm-hmm. But it is a really big kind of idea in that kind of idea of personal best. And when we were also researching the term, a lot of websites and a lot of mental health organizations use the term personal best as kind of an overbridging idea of how to keep yourself happy. So that kind of really comes into that nomenclature there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because, like, you also have, like, the wellness industry that comes in, and it's like, oh, is it actually stuff that's going to help you, or, you know, or is it just a load of crap that people are just diving into your fears and whatnot?
Yeah. It's like they want you to work faster, fitter, harder, keep yourself able to work until you're into your 70s and just keep on producing and keep the machine going. And you actually feel like you're making yourself better, but you're really just becoming maybe a bit more of a cog in the wheel, but maybe not. That's what we're trying to look at the show. All of the works really do have a kind of lighthearted kind of take on it. And I think, I guess that's the beauty of working with artists like 110% and, you know, Will French and Kate Mitchell, is their practices do have that sense of irony and that great sense of humor as well. So we are able to look at things that may be a bit more serious, but at the same time, incredibly lighthearted, or in a lighthearted way. Sorry. Yeah.
One of the other things you're doing is something called the failure debate. What's happening there?
So this kind of goes back to the idea of being on a Sydney University campus where debating is massive. There's so much money to put into it. They travel and it's this big thing. And we kind of thought it would be a really interesting public program to actually have a debate kind of on site. So we have two teams. It's being facilitated by Sophie Penkethman-Young. And we are having the two teams pit against each other. These teams and the participants aren't necessarily from the arts community. Mm-hmm. They're from tech startups. They're from advertising, a few artists. So that's going to be a really interesting way of how they view success. And then we thought it'd be a really great idea to actually award the winners medals or trophies. So we got Make or Break, another artist collective, to actually come up with medals for the winners. But then we had this idea, well, you know, should we be awarding everybody? Because is it really great just to award the winners, or should we, like, you know, in schoolyard culture, award everybody? So then we actually decided, well, actually, we probably will just give everybody a medal. So I think it'll be fun. None of us are debaters. I have contacted a few elementary school teachers who are in the area of debates to see if they'll come and help us teach us the rules as we go. So it'll be on the fly, but I think it'll be a lot of fun at the same time.
So do you actually have a topic that we're debating itself? Like topic?
Yeah, topic of the debate is it good to fail?
Okay, pretty broad.
Yeah, it'll be pretty broad, and I think I think it's really easy to kind of go for the pro. It is easy to fail. Maybe to go on the against and say it's not so easy or it's not a good thing. Failure is not a good thing. I think it might be a bit more tricky for some of the speakers.
Excellent. Well, Tisha and Kieran, thank you so much for joining us here today. We can't wait to see the exhibition and hear the debate and what kind of all comes out of that.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having us as
Thanks
well.
Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. That's The Verge Gallery Director Tisha Mallett and artist Kieran Bryant of the Collective 110%. You can catch Personal or Best, which will be opening from the 8th of November, so next week, and the Failure Debate will kick off on the 21st of November at 6:30 p.m.